هاي جايز، حطوا الركوة على النار لأنه اليوم معنا عادل أنديل. This is a Podio production, so welcome and I hope you enjoy it. عادل أنديل is a visual artist. Born and raised in Beirut, her artistic inclination began on a trip to Barcelona where she received her degree in advertising and a master's degree in innovation for design. عادلة, hi, كيفك؟
Hi, how are you?
أول شيء, did I pronounce Barcelona right?
Yes, you did. هلا, Spanish بيقولوا Barcelona.
Yeah.
But you can say Barcelona.
Okay, that's fine. So as long as we understand each other.
Yes.
So Adra, you have a page on Instagram called dear.nostalgia and you share your visual art on this page and it's getting lots of attention in Lebanon, especially that people are relating to your content. So tell us, how did you start your journey? كيف بلشت بالفيجوال ارت وكيف قررت شو بدك تدرسي بالجامعة؟
So first, أول ما قررت إنه بدي أدرس ديزاين, it was because I was already into aesthetic and visuals, and كل ما أحضر movie, I look at the set, I look at the design, so I felt that there was this attraction to design. So my first step was to travel to Spain with my brother, ورحنا وبلشنا our both of our careers in design. And what happened was, I started taking a lot of photos, and I would take photos of my lovers, of my friends, of people close to me. وبلا ملاحظ, I would just start to edit them into space, edit them under the sea. So I started doing surrealistic editing. So as soon as that started, people started loving it, and it was just very organic. I decided to just make a page and just do it, you know?
Yeah, it's amazing. And then your pictures, يعني, they portray what's happening right now, but in an old way, مع شوية هيك, it spices up يعني الfeeling of what's happening right now, so which is very cool. What is art for you?
Art for me is everything, honestly. It's in the way you drink your tea, it's in the way you walk, it's in the way you dress up, it's what you like to hang on your walls, it's what conversations you have. It's everything. It's everything. يعني, you don't have to label art as something you put as a painting. Art is really in everything you do.
وفي كتير بكل بكتير من الصور تبعك, على طول بنشوف إنه في مساجات أوقات بتجرب توصليها. So what is the message you're trying to portray through your art?
So for me, it's a yearning for the past because I feel like the nostalgia of the past was much more powerful than the present we're living in. It was simpler. It was more real. Everything was using your senses. I feel like the present moment has become so futuristic that we've almost lost touch with ourselves. So I try to reclaim what we used to have in the past, even though I didn't live through it, especially in Lebanon and in the Middle East and in Beirut. عنا this very strong, glorified golden age that I wish I could live in. So I try to recreate it in my art.
How did you discover it, this past? Why do you want to show it more?
Honestly, I discovered it from my parents and grandparents and how they would tell the stories of the past, even though some of it was a little bit negative. Yani, of course, they lived through the civil war and they lived through a lot of turmoil and corruption. بس الحلو فيها كان أحلى من الحلو هلا, عرفتي؟ So the beauty of it and the glory of it was so powerful that for me, it's hard to forget.
طب, how do you find your content? يعني, I am seeing your pictures and they are amazing, but I keep on asking myself, إنه the resolution is very good and the pictures are so nice and dreamy. But where do you find pictures that good? وقد انت بتصوري كمان؟ وhow do you, يعني قصدي انه بالصور اللي قدام, where do you find them?
Okay, so this is my artist's secret. So I'm going to tell you as much as I can to keep it a mystery, okay?
Okay.
So some of the photos I do take, of course, ببيروت وهيك, يعني في كم صورة فيها بنايات وفيها السي فيو هيك, أنا اخدتهم. But I have an archive. So some of them are family photos that I've collected, my grandparents have collected. And some of them I find on really good internet websites that are copyright free. Because I had a problem with resolution when I first started. Because I used to collect vintage photos. So انت بتعرف انه بس تشوفي photos قدام, the resolution مش مثل هلا. فكنت عاني كتير لقي the right photos. So this is what takes the most time in my process. I come up with a concept and then I look for something to reflect it visually. So صورة. بس للاقي هالصورة أصعب شيء, لأنه الـ data in Lebanon is kind of low. Like if you want to look for something in America or in New York in the 60s or 70s, بتلاقي كتير. بس بيروت it's quite limited. So I have to really do my work and search well to find the right photos.
So basically بفهم أنه بتلاقي الفكرة بعدين بتفتش على الكونتنت, أو where do you get your inspiration from?
I get my inspiration from stories my parents tell me. I get my inspiration from memories I've created in my past. A lot of it is sadness, to be honest. يعني I channel all the anxiety and sadness I have into something beautiful and something meaningful. I don't want it to just be something pretty that people just pass by and forget the next day. I want it to be something memorable, something people really resonate with. And I feel إنه أكتر شيء أنا بعمله بفني هو إنه I spark conversation. So this is my aim. I want people to start talking about things that really matter instead of talking about a beautiful view or a beautiful face. I want it to be something that people really impact, you know, that creates impact.
Yes, that's amazing. To relate to that, شفنا بالثورة بلبنان عم نحكي إنه الأرت بيسز اللي كانوا كتير عم ينعملوا قدي كانوا مهمين بالثورة وقدي كانوا عم بيجسدوا هيدا الحدث التاريخي اللي عم بيصير. So what do you think about that?
صراحة أنا the real journey of my art بلش من الثورة. يعني كنت كتير صمم وعامل أشياء وهيك, بس أول ما بلشت الثورة it really changed something in me. ما بعرف شو صار فيه, بس it just sparked this fire inside of me. And the day أنا يعني I was part of the revolution of course in the beginning, but the day that علاء أبو فخر مات الله يرحمه, I started. I couldn't stop. There was this thing in me that was like, you need to create. You need to be a voice of this revolution. You need to be a part of it because this is your time. فهون بلشت معي إنه I started creating really intense pieces related to the revolution. إذا بتسأليني مثلاً شو البيس اللي اخترعتيها اللي كتير أثرت, I think it was The Drowning House. ما بعرف إذا شفتيها.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So it's a traditional Lebanese house that's drowning. واللي عمل الانفلونس والانسبيريشن فور از عن جد نحن وي وير اند اي ثينك وي ار ستيل ار ديفينيتلي دراونينج فيزيكلي وين ات رينز بس اولسو وير دراونينج ايموشنلي اند فاينانشلي اند ايكونوميكلي اند سبيريتشولي عرفتي
يس
سو كثير انه ات واز ا ميتافور فور ذا سيتويشن ذات وي وير ان اند ذس از يعني هاو ات كيك ستارتد ايفرثينج ريجاردينج ذا ريفولوشن ومن بعدها صراحه رين ما قدرت اوقف يو نو ات جست فلود
That's amazing لأنه كمان إنه كل شيء عم نعيشه بلبنان كتير صعب على كل حدا فينا من كل الميلات literally يعني ما في شيء زابط معنا so it's nice to see something nice coming out from something that's not nice at all oh, it makes us happy I think as people I think this is why you're successful لأنه كل العالم they relate so much and they want to see this beauty in the world that you are portraying so thank you for that so for people who would like to do what you do أول شيء, what is the hardest thing about visual art and what would you tell them?
Okay, so by the way, and I also teach design on the side. So okay. I can try to break it down for you in the way I teach my students. So the first thing is what your message is and how you're going to express it. So it's the what and the how. So it's all about creating a story and translating it visually. So if you find pretty things and put them together, that's beautiful. But the aim of creating art is to create something that has a message. So you need to think of your message and then you need to get the technical skills such as either it's Photoshop or animation or video or photography and you need to express it in that way. So it's two steps. I'm going to simplify it into two steps. What is your message? How will you express it? That's basically it.
Adra, that's amazing. Maybe you should have your own podcast. okay, بعرف أنه بلبنان ما كتير بيهتموا بالأرتستس يعني حقكم كأنه مأكول بمحل ما لأنه هيدا الفيلد مهمول من الدولة كمان do you at least get job offers because of your page?
Honestly, what you said is very important لأنه artists and designers in Lebanon PES they don't have the value that they really deserve لأنه they're overlooked يعني العالم ما بيعرفوا قيمة الفن وقيمة التصميم عرفت شو قصدي؟ So part of what I'm trying to do as a new age artist is to try to give us that value. So people just in Lebanon بيقولوا لك let me give you exposure. يعني أنا بحط لك هالdrawing بإكزيبيشن, I'm not going to pay you. I want you to create an artwork for me. I want you to create a branding for me. But can you do it for free? This is really the case in Lebanon. فأنا اللي عم جرب أعمله هو كمان to overlook that because I never want to just be paid an exposure. I never just want people to know my value in that sense. I want my value to be paid like any other job because I'm working so hard to get where I am and other people are doing it too. And يعني, part of the artist collective we have in Lebanon, we always talk about these things, me and my artist friends. إنه ليه ما بيعرفوا قيمتنا؟ ليه مثلا النجار أو البزنسمان أو anyone, عرفتي, that has a job gets the value they deserve, but the artists and designers are not really as important. So this is also a struggle we have as artists and designers. But yes, people are starting to be aware of this, and I'm getting offers and jobs and stuff. بس صراحة لقلك الصراحة أكتر شيء من برات لبنان. So yeah, it's a struggle, definitely.
So I hope هيدا الشيء يتغير بلبنان ويتدوى أكتر على قد في talents بلبنان, بس عن جد they aren't being able to practice their talents because they can't have an income because of it. So which is very sad, but I'm glad there's people like you who are defending these rights, especially إنه what you mentioned about إنه you should get paid for what you do, لأنه businessman would never do something for free. ما بحياته he would do that. So أنتو كمان why should you do that? It's not like you مش إنه ما عم تتعبوا بالشغل, بالعكس. So I hope this will change. So عدرا, what are your future plans?
So my future plans are still in the works. يعني بعدني عم قرر شو بدي أعمل for my next step. But the first big thing that I've been thinking about is I turned Dear Nostalgia into a company legally, which is great news.
Nice, mabrook.
Yes, thank you. بس step by step, I'm gonna construct my own brand and I'm gonna start selling prints officially. And I'm also gonna start selling more than just prints. بس let's also keep that a mystery. بس it's a slow process, especially هلأ بالوضع. So I'm taking it slowly. I don't want to rush it. وبديها تزبط perfectly. So I don't want to be really, really hasty. وبدي شوي شوي to build it on my own. And hopefully with your support, it will go the way I hope.
إن شاء الله. Guys, يلي ما بيعرف عادرة أو ما بيعرف her page, go check it out because her pictures are literally amazing.
Thank you.
So عن جد عادرة, I can't explain. Just go and see the pictures. Dear.nostalgia. So go check that. عادرة, how would you describe the color yellow for someone who is blind?
Okay, that's a really beautiful question.
Thank you.
I would describe the color yellow as warmth. I would describe it as, you know, when you're sitting, when someone doesn't see the color yellow, if you're sitting under the sun and you feel the heat on your skin and you feel like you're almost becoming one with that heat, that's what I would describe the color yellow. That's the first thing that came to my mind. It's just the sun hitting you and you feeling refreshed and warm and safe. It's one of my favorite colors. So I think it's a positive thing for me.
لا, it is. وأنا كمان فكرت بذات الشيء. ما كنت عم بقدر أفكر بشي تاني غير هيدا الشيء, إنه the heat of the sun on your body. كتير. أوكي, عدرا, حنلعب لعبة صغيرة. So it's this or that. حقلك شغلتين وبدك تقولي لي which one you prefer.
Okay.
Okay, so ما طويلة كتير. يعني كم كلمة.
Okay.
Black or white?
I'm wearing all black as you can see, so أكيد black.
Salt or sugar?
Sugar.
أوف, ما تخيلت. Mountain or sea?
Sea.
Okay, أكيد.
You can see it in my art, أكيد it's sea.
Yeah. Winter or summer?
Summer.
1960 or 2020?
أكيد 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 1960.
I think إذا حطيت 1975 يعني مع بداية الحرب الأهلية حطيت 2020, people would still choose 1975. Yesterday or tomorrow?
Yesterday.
Visual art or just pictures?
Visual art.
Lebanon or Barcelona?
Lebanon. That was a hard one, but Lebanon.
ما سألتك, why did you choose Spain?
I chose it because it's close enough to the Mediterranean, but it's far enough in the Western world. So it's a mix of East and West. So I would get the best of our Andalusian Arab culture in the Mediterranean, but I'd also get a very diverse European vibe, عرفتي? So it was that best of both worlds.
And you actually got that from Barcelona. It's amazing.
You really do. Have you been?
Yeah, I've been and I love it.
It's incredible. يعني اشتقت لها كتير صراحة.
And each time I went, it was a different experience. يعني أول مرة أنا غرمت فيها. آخر مرة a bit less لأنه it was too touristic وكان في كتير شوب وكتير في ناس. But still, I love it. I love it. يعني each time you find new things to do, you find the city more.
The culture is so real.
Exactly.
The architecture is mesmerizing. يعني فيها سحر المدينة.
And the people are so nice. يعني حد البحر عطول بتلاقي إنه العالم غير حد البحر.
صح.
They are amazing people, open-minded.
They're open.
They are happy. It's amazing. I love it.
Next time you go, let me know. I'll give you my secret. Come in, هيك touristic but very local view.
Of course. آخر سؤال.
Yes.
ثورة أو ثورة؟
أخ, هيدي صعبة علي لأنه أنا بدي أقول ثورة بس تطلع معي ثورة. So it's you can say whatever you want. It's يعني it both work, عرفتي؟ بس في عالم بيتمسخروا على الثورة, بس إنه شو بدي أقول لك, I say it, I can't help it.
نحن دجا كل العرب بيتزنحوا علينا لأنه بحسوا إنه لكنتنا شوي ممحونة
100%.
So saying ثورة instead of ثورة will bring even
more judgment.
Exactly.
أنت شو بتقولي؟
أنا صراحة ما بعرف بكتب ثورة
أيه.
بس بدي أحكي بقول إنه يلا نازلين على الثورة.
أيه صح. ثورة. It's the slang of it. إنه يلا على الثورة.
Exactly. So Adra, I want to thank you so much for doing this interview and for being with us. It was very insightful. Thank you for what you do and for the art you're presenting and the way you are presenting Lebanon. Lebanon is amazing. So thank you for that.
Thank you for having me and supporting my vision of everything. عن جد.
You're welcome. It's amazing. Guys, everyone, thank you for tuning in and stay tuned for next week's episode. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast to get a notification when the next episode is out. Stay safe, everyone, and love one another.